Welcome back to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show. I'm Chuck Berry, and my co-host is Don Big Daddy Pegath. And Don,
Chuck?
You know, there's an introduction of a national debut event for a championship next year.
And that what kind of championship is it?
It's going to be the USA High School Clay Target League will debut its national championship. There's been some high schools that have had teams. But this is going to be an overall national championship. Right now, there are more than about 2,000 students in representative schools, and it typically brings 5,000 plus spectators to some of their national events. And I just thought I'd talk about that.
I think they have a clay shooting thing down in Morgan County, Morgan High School.
Right, and I had it at my high school back in the day, and it was fun. I mean, we had Mr. Allmiller owned the gun store, and he was a science teacher at our school, and we would go out and I think we did a Wednesday night practice, and then did a Saturday. We would meet up with some other schools, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
This program has actually been in place for quite a while, and we just are kind of hoping that this year we can. In 18, it's going to be big time. So they think altogether though there'll be 700 teams nationwide participating.
700.
Yeah.
That's a lot of teams.
So they really think at the national event, it looks like they're suspecting, like I said, over 5,000 spectators to a high school event.
They better have a big area to
plenty of hot dogs and stuff to sell,
yeah,
too. Don, I also wanted to remind folks, too, that there are NRA calendars are for sale.
Oh, my goodness,
a couple places that you can go out and get those.
There's a bunch of places, Chuck. Yeah, it's the 2018 NRA calendar gun raffle. You get 290 chances to win, one every Monday through Friday, and that's five chances a week for the first 9 months, and then every day for the next 3 months. They are $50, but it's less than 18 cents a chance. You can win more than once. You can pick those up down at Diddy's Downtown Deli. Or Fink's
Wednesday, Thursdays, and Fridays. Yeah. Most you can stop
go see
in
Chuck.
Go see me, a lot of you know me on Facebook or different ways. Give me a call, and I'll stop by and drop one off to you. That's for sure.
Yep, get them down at American Light. See Roger Graham. You can get them down at Top Gun Shooter Supply. Check out Terry Tysinger either at the VFW or down at the American Legion. Teen K Guns and Archery, I think I already said that. It's a good Christmas present. Gives all year long. You know, Phillips Meats, the local one that we have, there's several of them in the area, but that's where when I shoot a deer, that's where I take it and donate it. And it's easy. You just go in there and you say, I want to donate to FHFH, and that's all. You sign a paper, and you're all done. They take care of the processes and everything.
Yep. And it benefits quite a few folks in the area, that's for sure.
Yeah, yes, it does.
I've talked to Keeley and some of the other food pantries that benefit from it, and they said it just fills a void that most people don't understand, that it really makes a difference in the community for folks, that's for sure. Again, great opportunity for folks if they don't like in your situation, the wife doesn't want the deer to come home.
No, she doesn't like to eat deer meat, so I get to go hunting, and she gets to let me go hunting.
There you go.
And I take it out. Like I say, I take it up Phillips Meats, and basically you just pull through and say, I'm donating it. And you pull around to the front, go in, sign some paperwork. You're out the door. You don't have to pay or anything. Now, when we was out antelope hunting, at a processor, you can donate your antelope, but you still have to pay for the processing. And I thought, oh, man, that's pretty bogus.
Yeah.
You know,
not quite the same program.
No, it's not quite the same program. And it just doesn't make any sense to donate if you got to pay for it.
Gotcha.
Pay for it to be processed and everything. And I don't know if they know, you know, out there that if there's any Friends of the NRA banquets out there or not, because we do give grants to the FHFH to help with the expense of processing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's just something they need to look into in order to get reimbursed for all the time and effort they put in processing that. You know, it takes time and manpower to do that. So,
gotcha. Well, Don, we're going to take a break and pay a few bills, let our sponsors have a chance to talk to the folks. You're listening to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show here on Highway 103.